Tzvok. We're in the middle of Simen Reish Nun Tes, Sif Zayin. It talks about Zutu Shoyam, that is a koyach of Zutu Shoyam, afilo na David Sheyesh by Simen. If something is avudu mimeno umikol adam, you're not going to be able to retrieve it, then it's automatically like Yish, or with the din Yish, without the din Yish, it's a new din. But either way, it automatically has the same status. And anyone is allowed to find his keepers. Anyone's allowed to pick it up is allowed to keep it. Comes along the Ramah. We're about to do the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Mikom makom toiv v'yoshi lahagzir k'moshin is bar in sifhei." Just like in sifhei, we have a halacha that if a item is lost in the Bailam Amiyayish, and really you're allowed to keep it. Let's say it's lost in the makom which is roivakom. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah, a chiv, lefnim ishur sadin. So to hear, toy v'yasha la'akzir, which Mefarshim says, also out lefnim ishur sadin. That's what the Ramaz Mechadish. Hakum does the Ramaz Mechadish, this halak applies to even Zutu Shoyam.
It's a different thing altogether if you hold Yish is not the same din as Zutu Shoyam.
If you hold Zutu Shoyam is not midin Yish, if you hold Zutu Shoyam midin Yish, l'chayra, it's easier. But even if Zutu Shoyam is not midin Yish, it's a new din, it's exeris hakosif, that there's no chive aveda, chive hashava on Zutu Shoyam, nevertheless. But since the Bailam lost the Bar Kocham, they weren't interested in losing their money, they weren't mafke their money, they lost the Bar Kocham. And for you, like Taisa says, for you, it's kule revach. It's not like if you're going to have to give it back, you're not losing any money from it, you're just returning what you just took. So really, there's a concept you have, a chiv lefnim ishur sadin to give it back. That's how the Ramah understood. He has a dik and a morachai, it's yeah, dik, nishkin dik. But that's how the Ramah paskins. The true mitzakri over here, and the Chuvis Beis Halevi, the Chelekim HaMemches, argue with the Ramah, or they suggest to argue with the Ramah. I don't think anyone comes out klar, but they suggest to argue with the Ramah that the whole concept of Nimishur Sadin would only be applicable in the case of Yish. But in the case of Zutu Shoyam, there's not even a Nimishur Sadin to give it back. That's what they're machadish. Now, I would love if they would have had explained why it's Cholok. It's only left to us to guess what the Chilek might be. No, not really, no. So if you go with the Svaras, look, the guy lost the Bal Kochoi, and for you it's Kula Revach, it's not like you have an Ichsaran Kiss, so in that angle it's the same. So you can go through all the different Jesus. If you hold that, and if you hold it, this is the same Din Yish, Lachar, there's really no way to be Machalik.
Because before you can say, there's no Yish, and now there's a Yish, there's a Din HaShavah, and then with the Yish, the Bubble Din HaShavah, you go through the Yish, the Yish didn't occur, and you have a Din HaShavah. But over here, there's no Din HaShavah ever.
With no din hashava.
There's never no din hashava. There's never a din hashava. So there's no lifnim ishur sadin if you hold that way.
You mean if you hold, I hear one thing. This is what you mean to say. Good. If you hold that lifnim ishur sadin means on the mitzvah hashava, like we suggested last week, just when there's yish, so we have to apply it as if there was no yish. You want to say by Zutu Shoyam, where it's exerts a cause of, there is never a din of Hashavas, and then you wouldn't say it as, we'll have to give Hashav as if there was never a Zutu Shoyam. I hear. All right, well, I was trying to work with other types of Svaras. You have to see if it stems in the Truma Sakri, if you learn that the regular yish, it's not Mufka Mebailam yet. Right? It's Machlek Zachrayim, when every time there's a yish, it's a pshat, it automatically becomes Hefka. Or no, it's Ados Liyada, until the finder finds it, it's not Hefka, just it's a permissibility, the allowed to pick it up. And we said that perhaps the Arachayim holds the Zutu Shoyam does become Hefka right away. It means it's a better Darga than a regular Yish. And you could say, all over Be'be Etzim, it still belongs to the Bailim. Just you have Rishus to take it. So there is a Chiv. If Nimshus is in, don't take it, give it back. My Shenkin, with this, if Zutu Shoyam automatically becomes Hefka Miyad, so then there maybe there wouldn't be this Din, if Nimshus is in, to give it back. You have to try to work each sheet. But Lamai says, if Zutu Shoyam is midin Yish, it makes everything much more difficult, because Lachari, the halakha should be the exact same thing, like Yish. Halakha Lamai says, Lachari, you should follow the Ramah. Even they sort of suggest that they don't want to know where his Rai is from, and they don't like his Rai, or whatever it is, but they don't really adamantly say that you should not follow the Ramah. All right. Fine, let's move on. Another blitz, this is a major, major Indian here. Zakta Ramov, Afogav, the Medina ain chayovin la'achzir ba'avedus elu, even though halacha, you're not mechuyev to return these type of avedus, like Zutu Shoyam, even to extreme, im gozer ha'melech, if there's a Gzeris HaMelech, there's a law of the land, or Bezdin, or if Bezdin made a takono, chayv lang ze mekoyach dinin de machuso, dinin machuso dino, or hefka Bezdin hefka. If, even if, normally you'd allowed to keep it, but if it's, there's a dinin de machuso, a dinin that you got to give it back, then you have to give it back. Or if there's a takonis bezin, you have to give it back, you have to give it back.
What's the
chiddush
in that?
What's the chiddush? It's a major chiddush. One second, let me just finish the Ramah. But l'chein pasku, and therefore they rule, l'chein pasku is out, b'sfina, the Rishonim, the Rabbi Negashim, b'sfina shetove b'yam, the shipwrecked boat was taken over, and so they got the schari, someone found the schari of the boat, they looted the boat. Shegaza ha-moishal, that the ruler was made a gzera, and gam ha-kilis, they also made a takana, shekomi shekoinim an-akim, anyone who buys the merchandise or the stuff that was on the cargo that was on this boat, the shipwrecked boat, so anyone who buys, shekoinim an-akim, shetzilu min ha-vedahu, sheyakzu la-baylev, shetzrichin la-hashe, vein lo min ha-baylem, el-ma-shanosan, if the gzera, if the moishal made a gzera, that anyone who buys from these goyim, these pirates, these people who took the stuff from the boat, you have to return it to the Baalim, then you're mechuyev to return it to the Baalim, provided that the Baalim reimburse you for the cost involved that you had to pay to purchase these items. So it comes out, it's a sai because of dinah makos edino, and sai because of takones bezdin, either one could make you be mechuyev even when normally you were not mechuyev. And grada, this is could be very negev, because virtually today, the way I understand is, come out, every single country has dina de makusa dina laws about when you find an aveda. Recently, I probably mentioned this in the past, but recently a lawyer sent me the law, the statute, and I didn't look it up in the last few weeks, but the way I recall the statute is, if you find anything worth more than $5,000, then you're mechuyev to hand it over to the police within 10 days. And if not, it's subject to 6 months imprisonment with a fine. Okay? That's the law of the land. So basically, every single country has a din and makus din of what to do with avedis. And memela, do we now just take ration and test and throw it out the window? Because who cares? Yeah, yeah, should we roi vacuum, zutu shayama filo? No problems. Din and makus din overrides everything. Okay, that's what we're going to try to address tonight.
If the din makus is to give it back, is one thing. The din makus is to give it to the authorities.
Well, the authorities doesn't mean that they're going to keep it. It's the authority, so they should wait till it's retrieved.
But what are the chances of it getting back?
I don't know what the chance of getting back. I would love to know what it is in Lakewood. I didn't find out yet. Rav Bloy writes that in Yushalayim, Rav Avedis are returned from the police station. That's what he writes. In the Mishterah, they return, Rav of the Avedis are retrieved. I'm not sure if the Rav are returned to their proper owners. They don't do the proper drisha v'chikir with some monim that you're supposed to do up here halacha, but at least at the end of the day, Rav Avedis are returned to somebody.
If it's like
if there is a din,
the din machis is you have to give it to them, but they don't return it to the owners.
Oh, they don't know. That the Gemara says that if the din machis is a din would that it belongs to the king, so that's
Gazlo. Police will
gamble
the stuff.
Oh, the police themselves will gamble it. No, I don't know. Let's say better. Let's say the Gzeris HaMelech was that every Aveda belongs to the king. So that you don't have to follow. That's Tam Gazlanusa de Melech. It's not even Roy for Dina Makuzadina. But this was, there was a Takonel, a Takonis HaMedina. They want the violent to be able to get back their stuff. Or let's say the shipwrecked boat, whatever it was. So Takonis HaMedina, we have the ability to make Dina Makuzadina. And Memelo, Dina Makuzadina will now govern these halachas, a blitz chiddush. So really, it's not so posh at all. And let's try to take this apart. There are many shitas here, and we'll try la'at to go slowly.
So where do you see that the Ramos is saying that Din Malchus Adina is overriding the Chiv Yashav? He's saying in the case of Zut Shalyam, where there is no Chiv Yashav.
That's what I'm saying. Fine, it will override. It means even though when I have Yish or Zut Shalyam, it's Mutto, I'll now be Mechuyev to give it back.
I care what you were saying. Let's say I read the Chiv Yashav, Din Malchus says do something else with it.
Oh, that's also going to be a shayla. That's a tetzah from the Ramah. You're right. The Ramah doesn't talk about that case, but it's a tetzah. You have certain chiyuv hashava. Let's say it's a davar sheish b'simin be'ir Yisrael, and you have certain guidelines how to return it. But they made a dinah makos dinah. I don't want you to return it. I want you to give it over to the authorities and let the authorities. So that also you have to know. So how does that play? That's also going to be a problem. Okay, let's take this slowly one by one. There's a lot of raid here. First of all, there's like this. It's a shach who's mechadish. In Siman Ayin Gimel, the Shach is Mechadish, that we don't say, this is how he touches up a Tshuvah Zarashman, Tshuvah Smarik, that we don't say Dina Namachusa Dino if it is against Torah. If it's neged din Torah, if Torah says to do one thing and dina malchus adina says to do another thing, it's batal dina malchus adina. Dina malchus adina is only in a vacuum when there's no Torah. Very difficult concept, because Baruch Hashem, the Torah guides us about every single time. Where do we tie our shoes in the morning? Where do we turn over in the middle of the night? I mean, basically anything, there's Torah. But somehow, if you can find where there's no Torah, then Dina Malchusa could play a role. That's the Shach Shita. Mamela comes along the Shach and asks, this halacha, by the way, I should mention, this halacha is not only mentioned over here, but this halacha is mentioned a few times in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in Shin Samaches, it's mentioned Shin Nun Vav. Sorry? By the Ramah, it's mentioned by the Ramah, but in those places are talking about Bagzela, but the same concept. If someone steals something from you, and the Bailam are Miyayish, you're Miyayish, because you know it's stolen, and it was stolen by Akum, they're different Maklekes, if it's an Akum, or Yisrael, or Gnev, or Gzela, but the bottom line is, if the form of theft was done in a way that there was Yish Bailam, the Nigzal was Miyayish, and now you bought it from the Bailam, so it's Yish with Shina Rishus, so you'd be able to keep the Geneva and it's yours. That's the halacha, Minat Torah. That's the halacha. Comes along the Ramah and says, but if there's Dina de Malchusa Dina, that says that you have to return it, then you're now allowed to keep it and you got to return it. That's the Ramah. And then in Shin Samaches, he says slightly different Lashon. There he goes with the Torah. The Lashon is that if the minig is that you have to return it, then you got to return it because the minig is kaveya. We go without dinam because the minig itself is kaveya. If you have a minig, the minig could be mevatel halakha. So even if the halakha is that Yishush in your shirts you can keep, but the minig says you got to return it, you got to return it. Good. Comes along the Shach and Shin and Vav and asks, how could the Ramah say over there that if it is Dina de Malchus Adina, you got to give back this Tava HaGazel, because Yishush in your shirts, even though it's kind of, but the Dina Malchus Adina dictates otherwise? Says, we don't go bust Dina Malchus Adina when it's Kegan Torah. The Torah says you're allowed to keep it, and if Dina Malchus says it, you got to give it back. Tough. We don't listen to Dina Malchus Adina, because Dina Malchus Adina can't go against the Torah. I say, Frek the Shach.
According to this, not really going against the Torah, because at worst it would be the opposite, because if they didn't choose something.
Okay, we can get about. Well, we'll see if that plays a role.
Let's allowed to keep it as it didn't Torah.
Yeah, I have a schus that I'm allowed to keep it. If I pick it up, it's mine.
This is your back. It's not my back.
But it's mine. I have a right to keep it. If you're going to take it away from me, you'd be the Gazan, right? I have a right to keep it. It's mine. And now the comes along the Malchus Adina and says, no, I got to give it back. So that's against the Torah. The Torah says it's really mine.
So you have to keep it. So you
got to
keep it.
I'm allowed to keep it. That means I have a schus moment in it. Well, let's play it out. Fine. That's the Shach's kasha. And for the Shach like this, the way I understand the Shach, the way many Achrayim understand the Shach, he says like this, that we already are noyig to return these things. It's our minig to return these things. So Memela is not going against Torah, because even we, the Yidden, the Bezdin, the Bateidin, Paskin, the Dayanim, Paskin, they have to return these things because of the minig. So Memela, in such a case, Dina Namakusa Dina could play a role, because it's not going against Torah, because you see even the Yidden Paskin like that, because there's a minig. Aye, there's a halacha that you can go basa a minig gerua. Not everything, just because it's a minig, we don't follow minogim which are ludicrous. So it has to be something that stems with the Torah, and something which is against the Torah, we do not follow those minogim. So how come we're going to follow this minig? So there the Shach says that no, this minig was enacted according to the, he doesn't say the Zakenim, but the Dor, they enacted this thing, and if the Dor wants, they could enact a takana that you have to give it back, even if Al-Pi Halacha really don't have to give it back. So Memele, the minig is a good minig, and once there's a minig that we do it, so then Dina Malchus Adina could also work, because now it's no longer going against the Torah, because even the Yidden Paskin like that, even the Dayanim, even the Rabbanim, our minig is like that. That's the Shach's Teres. The Beder Kabbayis in Shin Samaches also says that the minig is talking about was the minig vesik, and the Chach Meir already enacted such a minig, because otherwise we don't go bas a stam and hogum that people just annoying. It has to be that it was a takana go, but the Roh Chachomim today to minimize fights and to have people getting back, otherwise I'm going to punch you in the nose if you don't give me back my item. I don't care about Yish, right? So to minimize the fights, they enacted this takana that you have to give it back to the Bailam. So Meil and the Minig is a good Minig, and now Dina Malchus Adina kicks in and makes it a good Dina Malchus Adina. As I talk to Shach. What? So that's a $1 million kasha. What does the Shach want? If I already have to give it back because of the Minig, And Be'etzim, that's what the Ramah says in Shin Samaches, that even without Dina Mechuz Dina, the minig itself could be Mevatel Halacha. So it's the minig I got to give it back. So who cares? My nafkamina does all Dina Mechuz Dina. It's a shvikul shvay on the shak, but at least according to the shak's pshat, when you're going to read our Ramah by Aveda, you're going to have to read into our Ramah that this Dina Mechuz Dina is talking about, and the minig was. And it's not stam a minig v'sikin. There was a minig that the chachmei iru masakin that you have to give back avedis even by zutu shoyam. So since there is a minig, then dina namachuz adina could also work.
What's the second part? It
goes to bezin. So bezin also without the minig, just they made a hefka bezin hefka on a specific case like that's tsvina, a shipwreck boat. They made they have the koyak hefka bezin hefka even without a minig. But when the first part by dina namachuz adina is only going to work like the shach if there's also a minig. But now you have to know why do you need the dina makos dina.
This minig was on. Let's say you have an ir shehuva akum, right? The minig was to return it. The minig was
wherever the minig is. That's where dina makos dina could play a role. The minig was is even if the yish and even if the reiv akum and even if the zutu shayam, you got to give it back. And even if the bagzela yish v'shinu reshus, you got to give it back. Now dina makos dina could kick in because it's no longer going against Torah because we're also knowing like that. That's the shach's pshat. But the hamas in the Ramah is that this Ramah is only negeya, at least the first part of Ramah is only negeya when it's also a minig that the chazal and chachmeir were mesakin to follow, which is a pella. I mean, it's chosim and asef of the Ramah, but that's how the shach explains it. Comes along the ksais and helps out one step. And ksais says that on that second prat of the shach had a kasha. Okay, no, Zalzain, it's not kegen Torah because we're noig like that. But how could we be noig kegen Torah? The minig is a minig gerua. So the shach says, no, we were masakin it. Zaktik Tzoyis, even without that, even without the chiddush of the shach that we could be masakin something against the Torah, the minig is not a minig gerua. It's not kegen Torah. Why? Because like you said before, because since anyway there's a halacha that there's a chiv lefnim mishus adin to give it back, you see that it's the right thing. It's a dava yasha to give toiva yasha to give these things back. So when the minig evolved that we all keep these lifnim mishus adins and we all return these things, that minig is not a minig geruah. Faket, it's a minig which stems with the ruach hatayra. You're supposed to give these things back. So the minig is a good minig. Now, why is it dinu makuz a good dinu makuz adin? That's the same way the shach said. Because since we're noig like that, so the dinu makuz adin is no longer kegen Torah. But at least on that second part of the shach, how is the minig a good minig? It's a minig geruah. It's a kegen Torah. It's not kegen Torah because it's nefnim mishur sadin. That's the chayra how the ksais by us learns. The chayra, the way our reading is ksais, we still have that kasha. So what are we dinu makuz adin? Typically, stam you have out the minig. What do you need an extra thing for? If you look in the Avni Meluim in Simun Chav Chesef Kan Beis, there the ksais writes it a little differently. There he writes. And he's moisiv a bit. He writes that really everything is only mitzad the minig and not mitzad dina machus adina. And the minig is not kegen Torah. The minig is a good minig. Why? Because we're supposed to be neg like that because it's lefnim mishur sadin. So why do you need dina machus adina? He says that's the reason why the chachmei ha'ir were mesakin that you got to give it back as lefnim mishur sadin because gam. The law of the land is like that. We don't mean the halakha dina makus adina. We mean that since the law of the land is like that, so the chachmi here decided that this form of lefnim mishur adin will be kaifi you to give back. Not every lefnim mishur adin are we kaifin you to give back. This, we will be kaifi you to give back since it also stems with the law of the land. Nothing to do with dina makus adina. Just dina namakusa. There is a law of the land. Memela will be kai for you to give it back because it stems with the law of the land. That's how the anim looks. So kum tois of the anim. It's a way how to taich it. You can taich it either way, right? Once you have the anim, then we could stop into the. The Yukum Kan al Kan. But I have no problem with that. But at the end of the day, so the Ksois is now going a step, the Avni Mulum Ksois is going a step further. That we don't even mean Dina Makuz Adina, we only mean Mitzad Dominik. That's all we mean. Just the reason why they would be kai for you to get back is also stems with the law of the land. So like them is very good. I guess before, why do we need dinu mechuzedinu also? No, we don't need dinu mechuzedinu, but we need that the law of the land should be like that, because vayzeis from the ksois, namli mlum, if there wouldn't be the law of the land, let's say it would just be the ruach hachamim, you're supposed to toy v'yach lefnim, which is a din to give it back. So then the minhag should just be, voluntarily, everyone should give back. But how can we say that you're chayv to give it back, that we should be koyf to give it back? If there would be a minhag, for example, to be koyf to give back, that's going beyond the letter of the law, what the Torah wants. The lefnim mishurat hadin is not to be koif, only you should give it back. But to be koif is more. So we wouldn't be able to even have such a minhag, because the lagabi that extra, the kfiyah, that's keneged Torah. But it's not a problem, since it also stems with the law of the land. I don't know how that helps, but since it also stems with the law of the land, so then we're allowed to be koif to give it back. And now the reason why you're chayv to give it back is because of the minhag. Only because of the minhag. So now you got to read the Rama totally different. It's not just the Rama's chasa, it left out to tell you that the minig is, but it left out the ikka. The whole halakha has nothing to do with dinu makus. It only has to do with the minig. So where is it in the Rama? Rama doesn't mention a word that it was mekayek a minig. And over there in Shunin Vav, it's even starker. The lashon is mekayek dinu makus adina. It's very mekayek dinu makus. It's very schwer to lashon is to put this in. But at least late Ksais, Ksais comes out with a blitz chiddush. He comes out and the lachay follows like the shakos. If this whole halakha of the Rama is gebayt on the minig, you need the minig. And like the Ksois, the whole minig only works, passes, because it's lefnim mishur sadin. So like the Ksois, whenever there's no lefnim mishur sadin, then dinam akus adina and everything minig, nothing's going to help you. Because it's keneged Torah and there's a minig geruah, and dinam akus adina is not going to help you. No, the marshal, like the Ksois. Going back to Sif Hei, we have our halacha, the Ramah brings down that if he's an oni, or Balaved is an Asher, ain't sar klasas lefnim mishur sadin. When do you have to do lefnim mishur sadin? If all is equal, or if the finder is an Asher. But if the finder is an Ani and the loser is an Asher, then you don't have a chiv lefnim mishur sadin, because forget, the finder needs it much more than the loser. Zaktik says, in that Ramah, even if there'll be a dinah demakus adina, even if there'll be a minig, you still don't have to give it back. Because the whole dinah makus adin and the whole thing could only give bite on the minig, and the whole minig could only work if there's lefnim mishur sadin, and since there's no lefnim mishur sadin, you don't have to give it back. It's a chiddush. Fakir even brings a raya. He said, how could the Rama say that halacha, ay, this dinah makus adin, huh? There it is, it's a raya that the whole thing could only be bite on the minig. That's a ksais. A pelag diga chiddush of the ksais. Shverkeit in the Ksais, because Toich Dvarov, you see that the Ksais held that normally we won't be Kaifen on Lefnim Mishur Zedin, and this is special because it stems with the law of the land. We already said that it's not true. We said in Simen Yud Beis, it's a regular Makhlek Zeshenim, Iba'al if you're Kaifen on Lefnim Mishur Zedin, Zeh Makhlek Zetzir is over there. There are a number of problems with this Ksais. It doesn't stem well. Also, Mehecha Teisi, that Sif Hei is talking about, that it was such a Din and Makhlek Zedina. And then even in the Ksais Hashita alone, we could start clearing. We said before, when we're doing Sif Hei, is that the Rishonim hold that even when there is an Inyan Lefnim Mishur Zedin, let's win all is equal, both are Aniyim, but you still don't have the Din Kfiyah. Kfiyah, that extra set Kfiyah, could only be if the finder is an Asher. So I wonder, I know the Ksais says that if the finder is an Ani and the Balaved is an Asher, since there's no Lefnim Mishur Zedin, then the Din Mishur Zedin is not going to help you. What happens if there is a Lefnim Mishur Zedin? Because everyone's equal, but over there, Numah, we wouldn't be Kaifa, because we're only Kaifa by an Asher. So if there would be a Dina Makos Adina, then we would be Kaifa even if you're an Ani? I don't know if the Ksais went so far. It's not exactly clear.
It sounds like it went to the Hall. Ani never has a Lefnim Mishur
Zedin. Right, which is not true. Right, we said over there, it's only if the Moitse is an Ani and the Bal. No, so I want to say maybe he means because an Ani never has a Din Kfiya. Means they'll have a Din Lefnim Mishur Zedin. Yeah, but that I know is not true, because we already discussed over there. It's only if you have both. The Maitzi is an Ani and the loser is an Asher. So maybe that would be a Dik that, no, that since it's never Kfiya by an Ani, so he would never say that it's a Laka. But at the bottom, when you leave the Ksois in the Shach, you have to understand that this whole Ramah never meant Dinu Mechuzidina. They meant a Dinu Mechuzidina together with a Minig, or the Ramah only meant Minig. It's only Machmas a Minig. Nothing to do with Dinu Mechuzidina. All right. Comes along the Evan Ozel. And Evan Ozel wants to go another step. Just like the Ksais said, that Lefnim Mishur Sadin could make the Minig Nana Minig Geruah, He's not a minig k'neged Torah because he, the Torah, has that ruach as well. So the Evan Ozer says the next step, lefnim mishur sadin, will make it that the dinu machus adin is not k'neged Torah. When the government enacts the takonis that you got to give back these avedis, even if the yish, even if the zutish oyam, it's not k'neged Torah. Because you see, Torah also says there's a concept lefnim mishur sadin, you got to give it back. He goes a step further. Memele, even Dina de Malchus Adina is binding because of Lefnim Mishur Sadin.
It's not Kenegatari.
Right, because it's not Kenegatari.
It's a simple sword.
Not so simple at all. Because it is Kenegatari. Torah doesn't say you got to give it back. Torah says voluntarily there's an Indian to give it back. But I can't force you. If you're going to come to ask a Shaila and the Rav will tell you you should give it back and you say, I don't want to give it back. What's going to happen? You can't do anything.
You said it's only on the forcing.
On the forcing. So now that the Din Malchus Adina says you got to give it back, you have to give it back, that's more. That's Lechari Keneged Torah. That's Lechari.
Before that, they used to force the
Amal, did they force? No, we had that by the usher.
Right,
on certain cases, a machlokes, we force with Diba, we don't force with Shaitan. We had a machlokes, good. But whenever you don't force, if the Dina Malchus Adina does more and says we do force Lechari, that Prat is Keneged Torah. But Evan also says, you see, it stims with the Ruach HaTorah because the Torah says you got to give it back to the Nimesh HaSadin. So Meo Dino Makuz Adina will work also, and it's not Keneged Torah.
What does this mean? Chayav Lahaksim, you could have Dino
Makuz.
You say he's
Chayav
Lahaksim, not saying
that you force him. No, anything, anytime you Chayav means Bezen could be Kaif, you can get the money. You Chayav, you owe the money. You got to give it back. Such as voluntarily, it's Toiv Yosha Lahaksim, it's Chayav Lahaksim. You got to give it back. So Loite Evan Ozel, the Ramah is good. Means it comes out that Ramah is talking about only Azina Makuz Adina, and there is no minig. And nevertheless, Azina Makuz Adina is valid because it's not Keneged Torah. And so it's Dr. Evan Ozel.
Could you also say that it's not really Keneged Torah insofar? You know, you're saying like it's a prat. It's a prat. Why do you have to say it's maybe 90% of it's not Keneged Torah, still go?
Okay, so for the prat that's not Keneged Torah, I don't need Dina Makuz Adina. I have that without Dina Makuz Adina. It's Toiv Yosher Gevek. I have a Ramah. I don't need the Melech. So what did the Melech help me? What did they? Teretz is the fourth thing, the Chayiv Lachzer. That part is more than the Torah. Oh, but the Evan Ozer says it's good. So Mela, now the Ramah is Gishmak. It's Tam. Now this Evan Ozer, just if you want to look it up, it's in Niskei Momen Perches Halacha Hey. Over there he has kashes and Ksois, and this is how he touches up. There is Takal's Dina Namachus Adina. There's another Teretz. And that Teretz is from a Beis Yitzchok in Yeredei Chelek Bey, Simen Ayin Hey, Ois Hey. He wants to be mechadish even more. He wants to be mechadish that when do we say Dina Malchus Adina is Keneged Torah and we don't go about Dina Malchus Adina, if the Dina Malchus Adina causes you to lose something, if it's trying to be Meitzi Mamet from you, Kshalei Kedin, so that's Keneged Torah that you're not mechuyiv to. But hey, Yois, what did Dina Malchus Adina say? Don't pick it up to be koine. Do not be koine of this item. Even though normally I pay halacha yeladu, do not be koine of this item. So really what Dina Malchus Adina is being menea a revach. It's menea a revach. It's not a hefsid. It's telling you it shouldn't go pick this thing up. Don't make profit over here. Make profit somewhere else. Not here. Not on Yenam Scheshman. So here he wants to say, for only menea a revach, such a Dina Malchus Adina is not considered Keneged Torah. Even though the Torah allows you to make such a revach, and Memeula, the Dina Malchus Adina is binding. And again, even without a minik. And that's how he wants to touch us up. And it's not just him, there's a Chuvus Maharshag, and Chela Gimus, and Kukhav Hei, who says the same thing. This is past the Shach, because the Shach's Kasha by Yishu Shin Rishus by Gzela holds it is Dina Malchus Adina, it's Keneged Torah. But him, it's not, because it's Kula Revach. Who asked you to go into it? Who asked you to buy it? You didn't have to go somewhere else. I mean, merely the Melech's law of the land is binding. All right.
If you attended already, you're not going to have a chiv to
mention. No, you shouldn't have been koinit. Yeah, the Melech is telling you you're not allowed to be koinit. No, not even. They don't allow your bailis to be chal. You're not allowed. They mafki your bailis. You can't be going to design. You got to give it back. Mamela, it's only minis harevach. As I talked, the Beis Yitzchok with the Marshag. Or Chiddush. Now, Lanis died, Lamitas Advarim. It's a very geshmak, and all sheet is one by one. But Lamitas Advarim, I believe, that the Kashayb Zichnishtan on the Ramon. I'll explain. The Shach and Ayin Gimel is touching up a Chuvus Rashba and the Chuvus Marek. If you look in the Darki Moshe, Shin Samech Tes, Tak Moshe is the Ramah. If you look in the Darki Moshe, you see that he touched up the Marek not like the Shach. And I'll explain. The Mirik says a lashon that you only have to go bas. I forget the exact lashon, but the only go bas a dina namachus dina, and when it's nageh to the melech and masim, I forget the exact lashon. But not you don't go bas the dinim of the dina hakoyis. I forgot the exact lashon, but the dina hakoyis that they have benadam lechaver, which is chulila to go bas those laws if it's connected Torah. That's the lashon of the Marek. So the Shach understood, you see from here, Dina Makos Dina doesn't have any effect when it's going connected Torah. But the Daiki Moshe said, that's not Pshatna Marek. The Daiki Moshe said, the Pshatna Marek is like a Chuvis HaRashba. And the Chuvis HaRashba says the following beautiful klal, and it's a kedai to always remember this klal. He says, there's a chilek between Dina de Malchusa Dina, and it's a difference between Dina de Arkoyis. When do we say dinu malchus dinu? When it's a din of the malchus, when it's legislative by nature. But if it's a dini arkois, if it's judicial by nature, then we will never go basa their din. And I'll explain. If the melech understands, for example, that when a shor shtoises is only supposed to be chayiv chatzi nezek, but it's going, it's wild, and there's too many shors that shtoisim because the bailim don't care anymore because they know they only have to pay half a nezek, and the melech makes a takona. We understand al pi Torah and Yashrish is only supposed to be chayiv chatzi nezek. But to save the world, we're going to have to make you chayiv nezek shalem. That's dinu namalchusa, and that's dinu even if it's connected Torah. But if some judge O'Hari decides that he believes that when an animal shtoises, you're supposed to be chayiv nezek shalem, that's judge O'Hari's opinion, but the Torah has a different opinion. The Torah says it's shtosim, and it's only chayiv chatzi nezek. Memela, their law is batal mevoto kafadara keneged Torah. Means if they understand what the law is supposed to be, but they made a takona le takonas hamedina, that's legislative. Anything in America is very simple because it's different branches. Anything legislative, which in Congress, they understand it's not supposed to be like that, but we're making a new law. This new law is legislative, that is a takonas medina, that's dina de malchusa. But if it's in the judicial branch, some judge sitting on the bench decided that this is fair and equitable, tough luck. The Torah decides otherwise. What does he know? He doesn't know anything. The Torah knows.
What's the difference? 10 people did it, 3 people did it?
No. It's because if he's touching up what he feels is right, what's supposed to be, he's crumb. The Torah says that's not supposed to be.
The legislators doing the same thing.
No. The legislators understand that this is the law, but because of a takana that comes about, they have to make laws. They created laws. They didn't interpret laws. They created. A judicial branch interprets laws. They're supposed to interpret laws, right? And the legislative branch enacts laws. You're right. Never happened. But from now on, this is the new law of the land to save the land. So that is a dina de malchusa. So be
it's only when they do it. How about when they just do a law? Because they don't go by the Torah.
When?
A guy believes that it should be Chayav Nezek Shalom.
So that's the judge that will do that.
The
Congress won't do that. They'll act and enact the law because the judicial branch until now wasn't ruling like that. And Mimele, they want to override the judicial branch. So Mimele, they make a new law. Now, I'm asking to you, by the way, that not every not every legislative law satisfies the criteria of the takanis ha-medina will be dina malchus edina. But just the starting point is it has to be a din of the malchus. It can't be a din of the akoyis. Anything that's found in the akoyis, the source is the akoyis, it's bottom of the kavadar. Can I get to you? What does the judge know? But anything which starts off in legislative, then that's a din of malchus. Now you have to have all the tanaim. Din of malchus has to only be takanis ha-medina and it can't be. There are old laws in Shinza Makdas, halakhas about when we say din of malchus. Memela b'yisoid hadavo, there was no such Shita in the Ramah's world that there's no Dina Makusa Keneged Torah. Adrabba, there is Dina Makusa Dina Keneged Torah. Just there's no Dina Arkoyis Keneged Torah. It's a whole different world.
Who makes that
Shulah? Rashba. Right. Shuv is Rashba. And the Ramah, and the Dakimosh says the Marek means this Rashba. And it, not like the Shach's Taicha the Marek. And the Heshiv Moshe also says, and Siman Tzadik says, Avad Ramah holds that even when it's Keneged Torah, we will say Dina Malchus Edina. And it's not just that. Let me go further. It's the Shach himself in Siman Ayin Gimel over in Sukkot Lametes is Medaik that Ramah in Ayin Gimel is Mavur that we have a Dina Malchus Edina even as Keneged Torah. And he blives Tzorchin on the Ramah. And he's also Medaik that the Ramah in the end of Shin Samach Tes, Sefirah Aleph, is also Mashma that we'll have Dina Malchus Edina even if it's Keneged Torah. He just doesn't like it. So now, I'm happy that the Shach doesn't like it. It's very nice, and the Shach is going to have his own problems. But you can't ask a kasha on the Rama what the Rama means, if the Rama always holds that the Dina Makos the Dina, even if it's Keneged Torah. So Rama is Kipshutai. The Rama holds it's Dina Makos the Dina without Lefnim Rishus Adin, and without the Svar of Menisa Revach, and it's Keneged Torah. It's Gevaldik. But in our house, it's still Dina Makos the Dina. Because if it was legislative, it was an enactment, L'takonis HaMedina, we will have Dina Makos the Dina. Okay, now let's go to Lemaisa. So Lemaisa, there is no minig to return these avedis. There's no minig of kfi, and there's no takonis of a sikin. No, there's no takonis chazal to return these avedis bismanenu. So if in the law, in the world of the ksois and the shach, this whole Ramah doesn't start. There's nothing. We don't have to go by the Dinu Makos HaDina. The Dinu Makos HaDina never played a role of Keneged Torah. It's only if you have the minig, and it's only because of the minig. And today we don't have the minig, so Mameh is not Negeah. But in the Darkei Moshe's world, in the Ramah's world, that Dinu Makos HaDina works, even if it's Keneged Torah, even without a minig, so then we could start dining that Bezmanenu, if you'll have a Dinu Makos HaDina, you might have to give back these things. It's a Davar Chodesh. Now, you have to understand that not everything is Dina Makos HaDina. For example, one of the caveats, one of the ways out of Dina Makos HaDina is if no one accepted the Dina Makos HaDina. Means, jaywalking, by the way, is also a law in America. Just if anyone doesn't know what jaywalking means, it means you're now cross against the red light. You're now cross from corner to corner. Right? You're now go diagonally across an intersection. No one knows what it is because no one keeps it. No such rule.
Because you're in the East Coast. West Coast and L.A., you get tickets.
Oh, yeah?
I come from Seattle.
Okay. Well, in New York and New Jersey, I haven't seen yet in my life, I have not seen, heard anyone who ever was ticketed for jaywalking. Okay? There's a law, for example, there was a law. No, it was Dina Makusa. They made a law that you now jaywalk for the sakana, for the safety. They made a law. I mean, they're not judicial. It doesn't make sense to have it, but they have to govern the streets for safety, for protection. So they made this law. Marshall, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a din that you're now allowed to have dollars. You're now allowed to carry dollars. You have to carry the currency shekel. You can't carry any dollars unless you're a tourist, or certain tanoim. I think it changed in Tavshin Lamaches, but it used to be such a law. But the Paiskim used to say that law is batel mavot. Chutz from the fact that we could dan if there's Dina Makos in Eretz Yisrael. They said no one keeps the law. The Knesset members themselves, 24/7, are carrying dollars in their wallet. So you see, no one cares about the law. So something that was never mekubal, there's no Dina Makos. So you have to find out is how many avedas that are found today are actually given over to the police. If it's 6%, if it's 3%, if it's a joke, so then that law is not niskabel, and there's no dina makos hadina. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know if anyone knows what the percentage is.
It's interesting what you say.
Because the concept dina makos power comes from the people. And if the people never accepted the power but negated that prat, so then that power is not binding. There are svaras. But let's go a step further. Let's say there is a Dina Makos HaDina and people keep the Dina Makos HaDina and they have to give it back. Still, if you find an Aveda with Roiv Akam in the city and you're allowed to be toiler that it belongs to the guy, Yesh Lodun, that even with a Dina Makos HaDina, I might not have to give it back. And it's really not for now, but there are sheet as a whole that even when there's Dina Makos HaDina, you're still allowed to invoke the concept of Kos Hava. Means, the Hafkos Havod, there's a concept of Hafkos Havod's Mutter. It means even though Be'etzem I'm Chayiv to give it back, yeah, you're right, you're Chayiv, but I don't have to because of Hafkos Havod. It's really not for now. But someone would say, so who Adin by Aveda, even if you're Mechuyiv to give it and you have to hand it over to the police, but I won't because of Hafkos Havod. I don't have to because of Hafkos Havod. So at the end of the day, it's not so Poshet Bechlal if Dina Makos HaDina is going to play a role today. There's a different Malkiel in Chelek Vav who has a Shiloh the other way. I don't know, if I say in his city, I know that they kept this Dina Makos HaDina, and he wants to know that even if a Yid lost the Aveda, and we have Halacha before that Roiv Akam, the Yid is going to be Miyayish, because Mustama Goy is going to find it, and he's never going to give it back. He declares, well, if there's a law of the land that you got to give it back, so why should I be Miyayish? The Goy is going to find it, he's going to give it over back to me, or give it to police, whoever he's going to give it to, and maybe I'll never be Miyayish in the first place.
Up the
and he messes up the whole halacha of Reivakim. At the end of the day, he paskins that no, that the guy is still going to be miyayish. I'm going to track the guy down. He's not going to know who I am. At the end of the day, he comes out that you are. But he had a tzad to say that this will override the whole halakha of Rav Akiva because the mitzvah is now changed because no one's ever going to be miyayish. All right, a chiddush din. But anyway, at the end of the day, I don't think too much. Last week I was asking a shayla. A guy found a suitcase of gold coins worth $38,000 on a lawn in the neighborhood. And he wants to know, did he have a chiv to give it over to the police? And there's also a blog at the police. He said that somehow he's trying to figure out who was lost. It. He goes, "Goy, a yid, is he going to make a kiddush Hashem? Won't he make a kiddush?" He's handling a lot of issues.
That's a new issue. You just said a kiddush Hashem.
Right. There's a new concept of by going. Maybe the kiddush Hashem is supposed to return it anyway. But and that's at the end of the day, like the ksayis in the shag, the zichno dinu machuzidin, because it's all gabayt and amenik. And even l'didon yesh ladan with bechal, the dinu machuzidin will work, especially if the coins belong to the guy. Yesh ladan.
His lawn or someone else?
Sorry. God, it was someone else's lawn.
Is that finding or is that taking?
No, because it was a chatzah she'enem shtemeres. It was on the front lawn, and the owner grabbed it. Was a nachayin, and they're having a fight now. Who could keep the coins? But the owner grabbed it. It was his summer home, and he was at that point in New York, not by his summer home, and Mamela, whatever. Shame.
How about
I don't think it'll be a chil Hashem because no one's going to ever find out.
Let's say the guy. Remember, it's a $38,000 coin. He remembers where he left the police
gun,
and they find out, you know, he did it.
They're never going to... How should they find out who did it?
Believe me, they can find these things out.
I don't know, but...
How's he going to get rid of $38,000 with the gold coins?
Who said he has to get rid of it? Who put it in...
In what?
In his mattress, like the first guy he did for a long time.
5 years later,
right? Right, he's the only person who has gold coins in America? No, Ramah again. Ramah, if you hold like the shak and so it's nothing. Even Lididan, so you have to know is it a halacha which was a skabel, and even if it wasn't a skabel, if the loser is a guy, you can establish it was a Roy Vakum was a guy, so you have to know that. So maybe you can invoke the kanta of Gosava. All right. And he doesn't have to sell all 38,000 at once, he can sell one at a time. Saying, no, never. All right, whatever. Shane, I'm not. Right. All right. Let's continue. I want to finish the simon tonight, possibly. V'myesh mechshoylis benor. Going back to Zutu Shoyang. I'm going to go a little quick here. V'myesh mechshoylis benor. Shaidei kein dova hatzof boy oimicham. There are places where an aveda gets lost. We said Zutu Shoyang. I lost it in the river, and it's going to be thrown. It's going to travel away. It's taken downstream. But if there's pockets, if there's blockings, if there's mechitzas, if there's wood or whatever it is. Dams, whatever it is, that's going to stop my aveda from getting lost. So then, it's not a yish because it's not going to just be avudim imenu mekol adam. It's going to get trapped over there, and as whoever's going to find it's going to find the davish yish pesim. He's going to return it to me.
Now, it is a new gzerzakah,
but it has to be avudim imenu mekol adam. And since in that case it's going to be trapped, it's not avud mikol adam because someone will zecha find it.
He says that's why I'm bothered. So Mistam will have yush, and Mistam will have avud mikol adam. We're just using yush as a key, as a trigger word.
Where are you now?
He says the language.
Mistam will have yush. Well, he used that lashon yush before as well by zutusha at the beginning, at the end of sifav. Shavadin Nisya Shabailov, we said maybe he means Utujam, maybe he doesn't. Maklok is Rishainim. All right, Hagazak Ramon, it's a Shver Ramon. There's so many different shots from this Ramon. Everyone, not everyone, but many want to be Magiyat. We're just going to go through it quickly. But Zakhtar Ramon is like this. If it's a Dovah She'im by Simin, I see my Aveda being lost in the river, and I could save it. And I'm running after it. So even if someone else gets there before me, he sees me chasing after it, so he sees must be I'm the owner. So even if it's a Dov Shem B'Simon, that alone is a Simon that I'm running after my Aveda. Oi, She'enu Sham, or new case, I'm not there. The loser's not there. And She'ilu Hayisham, but if he would have been there, after Shoyim Atzilin, he might have been able to save it. So it's not yet established as Zutu Shoyam. It's not an aveda yet, even if it's a dover she'im by simin, lezacha ben amayte, because it's yishlim edas. If I would now know that I lost it, then I can't save it, I would be miyayish. But I don't know. And had I been there, it's still savable, it's still retrievable, so memela doesn't fall into the concept, the class of zutu shayam yet, so it's not zutu shayam, because it's still retrievable, and my yish is not a good yish yet because I don't know about it. It's a yish like midas. Or if I'm the first case, I'm running after it, so for sure I'm not being miyayish yet. I'm running after it, and so whoever finds is going to see me running after it. So even if he gets there first, he's going to give it back because I'm running after it.
You can't get there on time.
Get there on time or what? And then what's going to happen? It's going to go where?
It's going to go too far.
Too far?
He's far away.
And he won't see me running afterwards? He won't see me running afterwards?
That was far away.
And I'm running afterwards, and the finder won't see me running after it. And I won't be able to see who found it.
No, he's not here. It's Enisham.
Oh, Enisham, good.
And even if you would know about it, he wouldn't be able to get there on time.
Not get to here on time? So what? But it's not to show. But right now, if he'd be here... The people here who could save it?
It's totally the people here.
But the people here could save it. It's not Avudim Imenu Mekaladim. There are people here who could save it. It's not Avudim Mekaladim.
It has to be Avudim Mekaladim.
In order to have Zuta Shiyam, it has to be Avudim Mekaladim.
From the
Baalim. It's impossible
for the Baalim to save it. It doesn't make it. Well,
if others could save it, no. Aval imhudav she'enu yochel lahatzel miyad. If it's something that he can't save it right away, by the time he's going to get to it, the Aved is going to be so far away, and whoever takes it is not going to return it to me because... He's not even going to see me running after it. It's 10 miles away. Zeh, and it's a vav ha-mechalekes. It's a new case. Oy, that's how the Tzman teaches that. Oy, a new case. Who I made, I'm over there. She says, I don't bother. Ve'enu reidev akrav. Let it go. It's like a dialect. I'm going to run after this thing. Vadi miyayish, I'm zichem miyayish, I'm a melo, you're allowed to keep it. And who didn't v'stam have a yish, if you're not sure if the Baalim were there or not, and some say if it means, if you're not sure if the Baalim could run after it or not, different pshatim, stoma is laviyish. You can't assume. You only could keep it if you know the Baalim within. They didn't bother running after it, or it's so far away that the running after wouldn't help. All right. Another halacha.
What's the stoma lo haviyish?
Lo haviyish. He's magi. Puts in deloy. Lo haviyish. It's not a good enough yish. Another halacha. Avzin v'tana goylin shebrochem mi baalein havi hefk. If they run away. V'cholamakzeben, zochaben, anyone who keeps, picks it up is allowed to keep them. V'dafka provided sheyefshul abalein la'agzeh, that I can't run after them, I won't be able to track them down. So they're running into the forest. There's no way for me to ever get this thing back. It's, some say it's a, I know about it, and it's a yish, pasha pshat, it's because of zutu shoyam. It's gone. It's a vudu min mekolatam b'yisoy. It's going to run back into the wild, and it's lost. So mamelin, even though you find it, you don't have to give it back. You still have that halach. If somehow you know it's my absence, you'll have the halach lefnim rishas adin. But meka adin, you don't have to give it back. All right. Let's go nachar halacha. Nahar, sh'oisim boy, secher, lotzit boy dogm.
How does it mean I know something belongs to somebody else? Because let's say the farm's right there and the woods are right.
Let's say, right, or there was a shmoo in the city that Nebuch, farmer Yossi, lost 2,000 chickens.
Karav is a good enough, would be enough. The din of Karav would be a good enough reason to trigger the thing.
It might, right. If we can establish that that's reasonably his, then you would have a... Okay, so next halakha, Sif Ches. If he has a simon, good. And a chanami, if the chicken had a... Good, yeah. They made a type of a dam that allows the water to go through, but it catches the fish. Like a sifter type of a dam. That's how I understand it. So, or maybe they stopped the water entirely and somehow the fish knock into the dam. But there's some way, there's a fishing method how to catch fish. So, they're the typical people who make these dams. And they fix these dams. So one who finds the Metzias Chayiv Lakris, why? Because you can't, even if this city is Roy Vakum, don't say, oh, the Baalim will miyayish because Mistoma, the guy will find it. No, because since it's lost over there, and the people who fixed the dam are Yidin, Pashtis, who's going to find this thing? The Yidin are going to find it, even though the city happens to be a Goyisha city. But there, it's kilo like Rav Yidin, it's Kula Yidin. There, it's the workers, the Poilim are going to find them, Mistoma, they're Yidin. So I'm not Miyayish. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah, V'chein, and who had an inverted case? Mokim Shishomim Shom Akim Bekeva, if you have a place at the Goyim, or there Bekeva, they watch the place. Ava Bishurevam Neknosim V'yetim Yisraelim, even most of the place are Yidin, Lamashal. B'mechazal, Beis Medrash, Beis Akneses, most people who frequent the Beis Medrash are Yidin. Nevertheless, if the goyim are the workers, the janitors, and they stay there, they sleep there, and they are mamish walking around the place, checking out the place, making sure everything is in order, so then, ainu chayiv lakris, you don't have to be a makris, because you could assume that the goy is going to find it. Because the Yidden Bokshem, they're busy davening and learning. They're not checking out the place, making sure everything is legit and everything is in order. But the goyim are walking up and down the aisles to make sure everything is clean. They're for sure going to find this aveda. Even though they're outnumbered by the yidden, but they're for sure going to find it. So you can have a case, it's Rav Yisrael and Rav Akum is tricky. Nothing to do really so much with the city, Dr. the Mechaba, and Ramah. You can have a case, you have to specialize. In this particular Aveda, is it Rav Yisrael or Rav Akum? If it's by a dam, that there's Rav Yisrael going to find it, and it's Yisrael. If it's in the base Medrash, in those type of Beit Medrashim, that the Akum is for sure going to find it. So even if you have Rav Yisrael, has a din like Rav Akum, you're going to zecher be meyayish. All right, one more halacha. Let's chaperayin. Sif test. Aveda is karka. An aveda of a karka, gam kein chayiv lahashiv. You also mechuyiv to return an aveda of karka. What's the case? When do you have a chiv hashava on karka? How do you return karka? Karka is not movable. How are you going to return this karka? Shimra mayim boim, lishtoiv sada chaver. I see a flood about to flood this karka and do damage. Chayiv ligdor befneim, you mechuyiv to put up a wall, whatever you could, to stop the flood. Kidei lahatzel. If you see a chulila, a fire coming that's about to burn down the house, mechuyiv to extinguish the fire. Midin hashava. Where does this learn down from? It's a gemara, but zakta sma yafin lo midekos of lechol avedus achicha. What's lechol avedus achicha? Lerabis avedus karka. It's a gzeris akosiv that you have a chiv to save somebody, a damage coming to a karka. You have mechuyiv to save, and not only a mechuyiv to save someone damage to a karka. Who are you mechuyiv to save damage to a metaltalin? For example, meisim b'chayim. You're walking home and you see the guy's lights, headlights are on, and the car's off. No. There, so the engine's not running, the battery's gonna be drained. You mechuyev, if you could, open up the door and shut the headlights. You mechuyev to save the hefset of that thing. Let's say you're in the shul, your last one out, and the lights are on. You mechuyev to shut off the lights. Unless you, for some reason, have a cheshbon why they want the lights on, and the next guy's coming in. You see running water in the shul, the base medrash, there's a force not completely closed. This is mamish, meisim b'chol yom, literally. You mechuyev to shut that water. Pashas. I say pashas is because bishloima, if it's a direct hefset to your item, so that's for sure nichlalin over here. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan HaKarab both say it's huadin b'chol dava b'chol inin. By water running or electricity, by lights running in a building, my shayla is like this: the electricity is not yours, the water is not yours. Navas, you're going to rack up a bill, and now you're going to owe money to the water company, to the electric company. So what am I doing really? I'm not saving you from the electricity. I'm saving you from having to pay the electric company more money on the bill. I'm saving you the choy that you are generating to the electric or to the water company. So that might be like saving you from, it's not a direct hefzer, it's a hefzer of a choy. But pashtis, it's also in this rab, in this Indian, the mechuyev to save everything.
What about a tank in the land with place for the water?
Right.
He has a schus to leave the water running.
I don't know if he has such a schus. He has a schus to use the water, but he doesn't have a schus to be poshe and then run the water. If a tenant would go lahachas, I'm turning on the water, he would be chayiv. Pashas he would be. He doesn't have a schus. He has a schus to use it. Normal use, whatever is the normal use, he has a schus, but not time to do something vild. Pashas.
Once the water passes the guy's meter, it's his water. He's already owes the money. Now it's going to leave it. Right? The company's not charging. It's charging across the meter. I don't know what happens if there's
nothing like interstate plumbing, huh? So you're right. I like the cheshbon. Like, I don't know, but electricity works like that because it's not stored. But it's not stored. But the water, once it went into the hot water tank, for example, as a boiler, so that water you already paid for. It went past the meter. And it's in my pipes. Now, Voss, it's coming out out into my sink, so now I should have to save it that it shouldn't. I hear, so then it's more direct. Nice cup here. Yeah, but so no water is that shiloh. But he's saying at least the water that's in my pipes that I already have the chifu that's ready mine. So then for sure I'm going to have this din. All right, very nice. I like the cup, beautiful. Now, this din, how do we eat this? Like, okay, so I have a riba kolakol of ezachicha, but let's translate halakol mais. I mean, we're going to have the regular dinim of Ashavas Aveda, the legalavin and assays. So there's a Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva, and Chela Gimel, when he talks about the Chayme Yisura Mitzis, so one by one. So Ois Ayin, he talks about Losuchul Lasalim, and he says, Losuchul Lasalim is side by metal and side by karka, because lokol of ezachicha, the rabbi's karka, and he brings this case of shot of nor, whatever, shot of mayim boim, lishtav sada chavere. So you see, that the love of Loisuchu L'Salem applies even to this case. And the way he sets it up, it's very geshmak, because he said, what's the law of the sukkah lazam? That's how he titled it, is that you are mechuv not to be lemnoya a hesed that's coming to your chaver. Something you are mechuv to be matul chaver mehefsed. So this is also a hatzolas chaver mehefsed. So ma'mele, it's part of the law of the sukkah lazalim. What about the assay? Are you going to have a mitzvah assay of hoshev teshivim on this case? So the Minchas Chinuch, in the beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed Ches, I believe it is, or Lamed Tes, I think it's Lamed Ches, I remember. It's either Lamed Ches or Lamed Tes, he clears the Shaila, and at the end he's noita that the mitzvah say is also applicable in this case. You'll have the mitzvah of Hoshe Teshivim as well. It's a Mufush Orcha Shulchan over here, he says Pashtis, there's a mitzvah, and it's a Yalkut Neam Loyes in Pashat Kiseitze, Nemzon for Pashat is an assay as well, and it's a Chuvis Beis Yitzchok in Chelik Evan Ezra, Chelik Aleph, Simin Pei Zayin, Oy Zayin also says it. They all Nemzon for Pashat, that the Lavim, the assay, everything is Negev to these cases as well. A Lav and assay. You see the guy's headlights on, you pass by, is a Lav and an assay if you don't shut the guy's headlights.
It's not really a Veda anyway.
Sorry?
It'll just recharge his battery. It's not like any
hefsid. He's going to. First of all, there's only after. First of all, is you're draining the power that he has in the battery, so that power is being lost. A. But Devan, also you only can kill a battery. I'm not a mumka, but you only can kill a battery a number of times till the battery is not retrievable.
It also costs money to recharge it.
I don't know, you just take a cables. I don't know, you take from. What? No, Enochanami, if the motor is running or you see it's coming back, today you should know I have this problem on a daily basis. I pass these cars and I see a guy walking ahead and I have to wait there, and sure enough, 20 seconds later, the lights go off because everything is clicked. I don't know, but you know, you're waiting. But it is amazing, a lot of cars, Shanimal, that they left the lights on. Now, but they Nimon, Ufa Pasha, Zichayv, and Asay as well. And by me, Hagam didn't find anyone who really argues. But for me, I hold it's a davar chodesh admoir, and I'll explain. First, there are those achrenim who say that it doesn't make sense to have an essay. It's really totally machlekes ushenim. We had to remind the olam tchilas davar at the beginning of the shir. We gave akdama. When does the mitzvah essay start? Machlekes ushenim. Does the mitzvah essay start right when you roy, right when you see it, or when you pick it up? So let's say you go like the Shoinim, it only starts when you pick it up. The lav is till you pick it up. Once you pick it up, the lav is finished. And then the mitzvah I say starts once you pick it up. But I say only starts once I got it, I'm a chiv hashava. But till I pick it up, there's no I say. So if you learn like that, pashtis, I know the achrenim much and they want to be mechalukim, but pashtis. If I see water coming to the karka and I didn't pick up the karka, so where's my assay? The assay can't even start. If I hold like the Rishonim, Haraya Avedas Chaver, you have already the mitzvahs that say to get it and return it, already starts from the Re'iyah. So then we can start donning. Who are in here? You'll have the mitzvahs that say, right when I see the flood coming, I have a mitzvahs that say. But if I need to pick it up to have a mitzvahs that say, and I can't pick up Karka, the Chayr is no mitzvahs that say. Yeah, I think the Gdul Shmu made this Taliyah. That's Shulchayr Tali in this Makhlekes Rishonim. That it's only if you hold that there's a mitzvah say once you're right, which is the Lashon HaMechab at the beginning of the Sema. We said it's Makhlekes Ma'antaz over there. Good, but if you go like that, then in a Chanami you can have the mitzvah say over here too. I want to say another reason why I think, again, I didn't see anyone on this, but I think Levi Oimali, this is not Shaykh mitzvah say. Let me clarify Chakira. If there wouldn't be this Gzeres HaKos, the Rabbis Aved Zachicha, the Rabbis Karka, what would be by the case of the of headlights? Rabbi Mechiv to shut off the headlights? Is the Chiddush Akra only to be Marbe Karka? Or is the Chiddush Akra to be Marbe Karka because Karka is not a typical Aveda? And I'll explain. An Aveda means the Bailam lost it, it's no longer by them, I picked it up, and I have a Chiv to give it back. That's my mitzvah hashava. Hashiv to even give it back to the Bailam. By Karka, the Karka is sitting pretty, it's right there, it's in his Rishos, it's by him, nothing's wrong with that. Novas, I see a Hesed coming. Who said that's Hashavas Aveda? Priko Te'ina. There's a new Gzeris HaKosev, Priko, that if the animal is mamish kvetching, that it's overloaded, it's about to collapse, I'm a chuyiv to take it off. There's a new din. Now, would I also have the din of Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda without this Gzeris HaKosev, that I'm a chuyiv to what? To save the animal from collapsing? The animal's right there. It's not lost. It's right there. It's going to be nisa from a hezek. But who says I have a chiv, I have a mitzvah to save from hatzala? Who says that? could very well be that this is also only learned down from the mitzvah. It means once the Torah is mechadish, that there's avedis karka, the rabbis avedis karka, and what's the case? Only if a flood's coming. That's the typical case. So now we know that the Torah says the dini hashav is avedis, even to these type of cases when it's hatzolo from a hezek. Even if it's not hashav is avedis. There's no aveda. There's no hashava. It's a hatzolo. So now like this, bishloim edalav loisuch lasalim. The lav is, you're not supposed to ignore someone else's hefse. The aveda is on the street, it's under the hashav, you got to pick it up. Don't leave it there because it's going to get ruined. So too, don't leave the karka there because the water is going to flood it. So don't leave it there. So I'm going to have a loisuch lasalim. But the mitzvah hashava is a mitzvah to give it back to the Baalim. I'm not doing a maisa hashava, I'm never giving it back to the Baalim. So how does it pass the mitzvah say? Let me buy like the Rishonim hold the whole mitzvah only starts once I pick it up because the chiv to give it back. But I feel that the other Rishonim, the Ran, holds the mitzvah right away when I see it. But what's the mitzvah I say? The mitzvah I say is right when you see it, you got to pick it up and return it to the Baalim. It's all a mitzvah hashiv to shim to give it back. But over here, I'm not giving anything back. I'm just saving it from a hefset. So lechayr, there's no mitzvah I say. It's only learnt out. It will be in the schadish. It's grad al is in the pasuk of lasuch l'salim. So that's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah knew that the lav is koil of this case as well. The rabbis kaki even this case. So you can have a leisuch lesalim on hatzolo, not to be lemnoya hatzolas hezek mechaveret, but the mitzvah of hashav teshivim to give something back, okay, it doesn't pass.
How do you know the chiddush is not that hashav is extended to hatzolo? No, you're extending the concept.
But how do I know it's even to an essay? I don't know. That's
just saying, if you consider it part of the dinim, if I can say the chiddush hakoyah is extending the dinim.
I know it's in, it learned out in that pasuk l'such l'zam. Mecha taste it's in the pasuk l'shadim. We have different halakha.
That possible. I'm saying
there's
logic.
I'm
using the logic.
I know the taitch of to give something back. I'm not giving it back.
Do you have to pay back if it gets ruined?
I won't have to pay. In this case, that's a good point. If I don't make the dam, I make the wall to stop the flood, I'm not going to be chayiv. Azich don't have chiyuv shmira. Besides kaka, there's no shmira on kaka, but I don't have chiyuv shmira. For sure is only once I picked the item up. I didn't make any kinyon on me. I'm not a shmira. I'm for sure not chayiv shmira. So Gerada, there's a sma in Reish Samach Dalet who holds that Hagam by every Hashav is Avedi and allowed to charge the guy. But Hatzolus Hesed, the sma says he allowed to charge.
Wow.
Doesn't say. And at the Achronim Blei Shrena sma, what's going on? You're not allowed to charge for Avedis. So with this, we have a Shtuk of Pesach. You don't have to miss. We could done. Okay, I'm just saying it's not. Maybe because you still have the losuch l'salim. I'm just saying there's something here to work with that it could be that the never mitzvah hachat hashem. There's only the mitzvah losuch l'salim. It's a different thing. We said at the beginning of the siman, I'll let you go. But we said at the beginning of the siman that the Taz brought down this chiddush around. If you see an aved and you just let it sit there till the baalim miyayish. So he holds that Yoiva Leisukha Lasalam, but not Yoiva the Mitzvah Hashet Teshivim. You see the Achalukim, we explained. Rochaim had a pshat, we had a pshat, but you see the Achalukim, the mitzvahs are different mitzvahs. The Achalukim has not to leave it there till it gets ruined or till the Bailam loses it. Mashenka, the Mitzvah Hashet Teshivim is to give it back to the Bailam. You got to give it back. If I didn't give it back, why am I? But the Maisa is, I didn't find anyone who said it, and all the Achronim said it's a mitzvah. Nope, Maasa, Batodaiti. But it's a Dov Chodesh. Like, I want to know, really want to know, is wouldn't be the Chiddush Alachal Avedis Achicha, the Rabbis Avedis Karka, I want to know, would I have the din to be Matzal Hezek of Metaltalin? Or is that only learned out from this pasuk? Alright, good to work.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.